next question starts with John. How do you think the BCA board can better interact with sub-associations?
Sub-associations?
Sub-associations. Woodbridge Crossing.
Right.
Eagles.
Yes, okay. Alright. How can they better interact with these people? Well, all of these sub-associations have presidents, and I would think maybe the board of directors could have occasional meetings with them to discuss their issues and their problems. The other day I was talking to the president of Miracle Green Condo Association. I said, who's going to pay to have these stains removed from these roofs on the condos? And he didn't have a clue. He did not know. So, I mean, there are issues that are going to come up and I'm sure that are going to have to be resolved. And I think it would be good if there was some communication and cooperation between the board and the sub-association.
Unless I miss something, perhaps I have. We kept looking. They're once a month, they're online. Wouldn't that be the time? Just like me as a homeowner, the same as someone that owns a condo. Wouldn't that be the time? And I do think it'd be great to have their representative, perhaps within their association. They could have a separate meeting to say, what are your concerns? And that one person perhaps comes to the board. Maybe I'm misunderstanding the question, but I don't see how it could be done.
I don't know that they're any different in a neighborhood. And so, you know, how the neighborhoods react and communicate with the PCA board is the same way. You have neighborhood reps, they have representatives, they communicate, you know, the board is open to any Brackenville resident, whether it be a sub-association or a neighborhood. So they're all residents of Brackenville. And I don't know that we need anything any different than we already have as far as communications and the way things are communicated. It sounds like perhaps maybe some of them may feel they're having problems. And if so, I'm not quite sure if they don't understand the process, or maybe they don't have a neighborhood rep, or maybe they don't feel that they are represented, and that's an issue that they need to get involved probably with the NRC to make sure that they are getting represented and that they feel that they have a say-so in the decisions that are made.